Welcome back to the program. Great to have your company. Head back to your calls very, very shortly on the open line. Brought to us by Werribee Kia, by the way. You can check in at Werribee Kia and have a chat to the team. If you drop down and see Janan, Aid, Jim, and the whole team, they'd love to see you. David, they'd love to see you at Werribee Kia if you're in the market for a new car. The Western Bulldogs return to Mars Stadium in Ballarat tomorrow to host an informed Gold Coast Suns, and you can get your tickets still at ticketmaster.com.au. Alex Keith has been good enough to join me, star Western Bulldogs defender. Alex, welcome back to the program. Great to have you on again.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you as well. It's been an interesting year for the Dogs. It's been up and down. It's hard to get a read on you.
Yeah, no, we've had our challenges to start the year, and a good win last week. But we're trying to build some continuity and a bit of form and get a bit of a read on ourselves, to be honest. So, it was good to see the performance last week and, looking to build on that now against a Gold Coast side who've had a really good month.
And positional-wise, you have had to chop and change. You've had moments when Tim English has been ruck and that's been fine, but now Sweet's rucking for you, Martin's unavailable. So you've had to change up there. You've had Bontempelli forward or back. You've had Cordy forward or back. You've had you out of the team. Has continuity or the lack of it been a problem?
I wouldn't say a problem. It's been a challenge. I don't think we look at that as an excuse for some of the stuff that's been going on. You know, we pride ourselves on having a deep squad. We had a lot of players play last year and obviously had a really deep run throughout the season. So, it's good to get some players back from injury. But as you mentioned, we've had some guys who have got really good flexibility and been able to adapt to different positions wherever the team needs.
So where is Aaron Norton best? Is he better as a key defender or a key forward?
I think if you had a couple of Aaron Nortons, you'd be a pretty lucky team. He's an exceptional player and the courage with which he attacks the ball in the air is pretty special. So wouldn't mind him at both ends, but I think what he does forward for us at the moment, he's often double teamed at least, and he does a fantastic job at, as I said, attacking the ball, getting it to ground, and taking some pretty special contested marks. So doing it up that end is probably more valuable for us, I think, at the moment. He's doing a great job.
And as a defender who doesn't want the opposition team to get the clearance and clear it into your 6 versus 6. At the start of every quarter or after a goal, where would you rather Marcus Bontempelli start? Forward or in the middle?
I think the 6-6-6 rule's awesome for the game, and it certainly keeps you on your toes as a defender, and means that there's some really good one-on-one contests, and it's obviously been a big source of score throughout the competition during the year. So, Bont's been exceptional when he's been thrown forward in terms of our structure, and we really needed him to play that role. And such an exceptional player in the competition as a midfielder. He's happy to sacrifice that side of his game, and as I said, compete really hard down forward. And he's having a few more minutes in the midfield now, which is good, and he has a lot of impact there.
And a new player, Tim O'Brien, this year for you, back into the lineup this week. So, again, Cordy forward. So, is this the back line that might settle in for the longer term? Richards, Gardner, O'Brien, Daniel, Keith, Bailey, Dale?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. We've got really good depth in the back line positions. But, having Tim play alongside the other tools, myself included, is going to be really, really good to look forward to on Saturday. And he's done some really good things in terms of his intercepting, and got a really good temperament about him as well, which the other defenders are loving.
Who will you get? Maybe Achol and Levi Casbolt, both in pretty good form.
They've been really good. We've seen some footage of them during the week, and I think it'll be a mix of all of us that help each other out. You probably hate that answer, but the way that teams like to play these days. But when it's your turn to defend either one of them one on one, that's where you earn your craft. So looking forward to a good challenge on the weekend.
Talking to Alex Keith, Western Bulldog star. defender. Ballarat's an interesting little variable. You guys have to play there. It's your home game there, so you've got to get used to the conditions. It might be a disadvantage for the Suns playing there. It didn't look like it was an advantage for you guys a couple of weeks ago when you played the Adelaide Crows, though.
Yeah, no, it wasn't one of our stronger games, but Adelaide certainly brought the heat, and they play a pretty fierce, contested brand of footy, and fully deserved the win. So some lessons learnt that day, and yeah, we'd like to think that we have learnt from that week, and yeah, looking forward to getting back up to Mars and the Ballarat community, getting around the Dogs as they always do.
Adam Treloar's 200th as well. Does that have an effect on your psyche pre-game, or does that sort of dissolve within 2 minutes of the ball being bounced?
I think the boys are looking forward to sharing that with Ads. It's a terrific achievement. Obviously, his durability and his ability to perform at the top level for that period of time has been pretty exceptional from his draft year. I think he's, 28 or 29, so... he's had a great run and a pretty good highlights package that the club shared with the boys this morning. A few goals on the run, so hopefully a couple of those on the weekend.
Let's hope so. Hey, quick question on fines. I noticed that the head of the AFL Players Association, Paul Maas, said earlier today that fines don't change player behaviour. Does it hit you, a fine, or do you have to be suspended before you learn something that you can't do?
It's a difficult one. I think having that stepping stone in between getting off with a reprimand or missing a game is probably necessary. Whether they could tinker with exactly what that looks like or how the fines are structured, then maybe that's something to look at. But I think it probably needs to be in place to get the message across that the AFL is looking for, and maybe a little bit of a clip for whoever that player is, and without missing a game. No one wants to miss a game, so although no one likes being fined either.
But does it hurt enough, the fine? I keep getting told, and the boss of the Players Association tells me that you guys won't change your behaviour when it comes to hip and shoulders that end up head high like Marlon Pickett's, unless you actually get suspended for it, because the fine's not going to change your mindset at all. Which is, when I get a parking fine, I'll make sure that I put my money in the meter the next day. So it affects me. Does it affect you?
I'd like to think so. I think players, whenever they do get fined, are a bit crabby on the Monday as they roll into the club, and perhaps try and pass that around and justify their actions. And I think there's a lot of players out there that don't like dipping into the hip pocket. So, I'd like to think that the lessons are learnt.
And you chose footy ahead of cricket. We know your story going back, Alex. Do you think the evolution of the game will continue to... Would you make the same choice now? You played T20, you played for the Melbourne Stars, you were playing first-class cricket. If you were, a chance to play in the IPL these days or even get a test cap, would you make a different decision, do you think? Or are you happy with your choice now? 100%.
No, it's very kind of you that I made the choice, but I was a washed up cricketer, so I was very fortunate with the Category B rookie rule, how it was positioned. There's other guys that benefit from other sports, so would have loved to push through and keep going with cricket, but wouldn't have it any other way. It had great, fantastic experiences both at the Crows and loving my time at the Bulldogs now.
But if there was a test cap that you thought you might be able to grab, you might have made a different choice, yeah?
It's hard for kids these days. There's obviously no guarantees of the types of opportunities that you talk about with the top end of the cricket pyramid. And obviously you can be into an AFL system as a draftee pretty much straight out of school. So, it's a difficult decision. As you mentioned, it's probably becoming harder with the growing opportunities in cricket, but I think footy does a great job of providing that opportunity as an 18 or 19 year old.
And one last one, the AFL's announced today it's a day grand final. Are you happy with that?
Happy with that, like the tradition.
Good to have you, Alex. Always great to be able to chat to you, so I appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
Thanks, Dane. Cheers.
Alex Keith joining us, Western Bulldog star. Dogs v Suns, Maher Stadium in Ballarat. You can still get tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. Back to take more of your calls after the break. Stick around, 1300 736 736, the open line number, or if you want to send through a text, 0433 98 11 16. The text machine for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other.